presentation. 16th of August, patient Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Rustom, R-U-S-T-O-M, date of birth 8/27/1953. Lorraine Rustom was seen for follow-up of previous hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She had not been seen for about 4 years and had been taking varying doses of thyroid hormone, per paragraph. At the present time, she takes levothyroxine 0.112 milligrams daily. Peer paragraph, she had no specific complaints suggestive of thyroid hormone imbalance, peer paragraph. Past history is notable for anxiety and depression, peer paragraph. Family history is negative, peer paragraph. Social history, colon, she is retired, period. Does not smoke or drink alcohol, peer paragraph. General review was unremarkable, 12 systems evaluated apart from IBS, peer paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 180/54, comma. Weight 123 pounds and BMI is 18.7, peer the pulse 68 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged. There was no abnormal lymph nodes or masses in the neck, but the house and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph. Thyroid function tests were checked, and the TSH of 0.12 with a free T4 of 1.47 was recorded. Per paragraph. Impression hypothyroidism, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis with a history of anxiety, period paragraph. I've asked her to decrease the levothyroxine to 0.112 milligrams, 6.5 pills per week, with recommendations for follow-up in a few months, period paragraph. And next patient, period paragraph. Next patient, Samantha Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, date of birth 8/29/89, per paragraph. Samantha Barnes has seen follow-up, per paragraph, previous diagnosis, number one, postoperative hypothyroidism, number two, micropapillary carcinoma of the thyroid, period, number three, renal calculi, number four, status post-bariatric surgery, per paragraph, current medication, levothyroxine 3.1 milligrams, 9 pills per week, liothyronine, 5 micrograms daily, Effexor 150 milligrams daily, Buspar 10 milligrams daily, and Rexulti and Seroquel, per paragraph. On this visit, there were no major changes, and recent lab studies showed a TSH 4.12, per paragraph. General review was unremarkable, 12 systems evaluated, paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 120/78, weight 175 pounds, BMI is 29, per the hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was closely intact. Paragraph. Impression, postoperative hypothyroidism with micropapillary carcinoma, stable, period. There's also a history of anxiety and depression. Paragraph. I've changed her levothyroxine dosage to 0.15 milligrams daily while continuing all of the other medications. Paragraph. Follow-up in 1 year. Paragraph. Next patient. Sally Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, date of birth 2/10/1963. Sally Lovell was seen for follow-up, your prior previous diagnosis, number one, hypothyroidism, number two, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, number three, atypical migraine, per paragraph, current medication, Synthroid 0.075 milligrams, 2 tabs, 6 days per week. Per paragraph. On this visit, she felt well and had no specific symptoms suggestive of thyroid hormone imbalance. Per paragraph. General review was unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120/68, weight 160 pounds, BMI is 26.8. Period. The heart and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph. Lab studies: colon. TSH 8.71, elevated, free T4 0.92, serum iron 48 with a TIBC of 367, period. Compression, hypothyroidism secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis with insufficient thyroid hormone replacement. Per paragraph, I've asked that she increase the Synthroid to 0.075 milligrams, 2 tabs daily with a follow-up visit in March or April of 2024, period. paragraph, next patient. Alexander. Gagin, G-A-G-I-N. Date of birth. Sorry, we canceled that dictation. Bruce, oh, 10th, that one too. End of dictation.